I'm Laura Hunsberger for South Carolina Public Radio. This edition of Narrative features an interview from StoryCorps, an oral history project based on the idea that the stories of everyday people are the most important and interesting of all. When StoryCorps visited Charleston, Jane Marshall sat down with her daughter, Cameron Blazer, to talk about her own mother, Lois, Cameron's grandmother, who was known as Mama Doe. Here's Jane.
My mother was a kind of Pied Piper for children. She had a wonderful sense of humor and an infectious laugh, and she adored children. Children were the most important things in my mother's life. They were what kept her sense of humor bubbling and kept her interested. And because of that, she was beloved by all children.
And she needed that because things were not always easy for her.
No, they were not. From the time I was 10 years old, my parents divorced, which was devastating for my mother because a lover of children is a lover of family. You can't, the two things just go together. And it was very difficult for my mother. My mother probably, when I look back on it, was probably pretty depressed for a long period of time. And I think actually suffered some depression all of her life from the beginnings of her marital problems. But again, mother's sense of humor and her love of children and people and interest in people kept her going.
Right.
And she could tell a joke that would just stop you in your tracks. And everybody loved to hear Mama tell jokes. And oftentimes they were a little off color. My mother loved a dirty joke.
She did.
And she loved to laugh at other people.
She did like to laugh, and she was easy with a laugh. She was not a miser about laughing. And once, I remember, she went down to Florida to see your sister, and she went to staying with Emily, and Doug, who's also very funny, made her laugh, and she started laughing, and she got so tickled that their parrot adopted her laugh.
Correct.
And he kept that laugh
forever, as far as I know.
Right.
I think he's probably still alive, but he's not. They don't have him anymore.
But Hank would laugh like Mama Doe.
Yes. And when they moved to South Carolina and brought Hank, we would gather and Mother, you know, we would be sitting around the table and Mother would get tickled at something and Hank or Henrietta, whichever, in the other room would hear Mother laugh, and it would get him started.
And then
she couldn't stop laughing. And so it's just a terrible circle, you know.
That was his saving grace, because he was pretty obnoxious otherwise.
Yeah, he was an obnoxious.
Jane Marshall and Cameron Blazer at the StoryCorps mobile booth in Charleston. Produced locally by Laura Hunsberger for South Carolina Public Radio. For more Narrative and StoryCorps interviews, visit southcarolinapublicradio.org. For Narrative, I'm Laura Hunsberger.